ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the concept of sincerity. Sincerity, as we said and defined, is nothing other than recognizing the fact that Almighty Allah is the absolute cause. Sincerity in this, with this definition and in these terms, is nothing other than recognition and ma'rifah. I mean, it is one of the things that ma'rifah necessitates this sincerity. Holy Quran deals with the issue of closeness in different verses. We will have a look at these verses that illuminate this fact. In one stage, when the Almighty God invites the servants through different expressions, He uses the many different techniques. For example, sometimes He makes use of the third person pronoun in referring to Himself and asks us to refer to Him in this way. وَادْعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Call on Him fearing and hoping. Surely the mercy of Allah is nigh to those who do good to the others. So it seems as though there was a big distance between the Creator and the creatures and the earth dwellers. And the fact that these earth dwellers should remember God and then send their hearts towards the sky dwellers. And then through the close angels, they reach the presence of God the Almighty. This seems to be one of the methods and techniques, one of the paths that the Almighty Allah suggests the earth dwellers to take. The man should wait for the answer to reach him through certain means, only the means that Almighty Allah has set there based on the regulations. In another stage, which is the second one, sometimes the Almighty Allah would select a closer approach and would send the good news to the earth through His messengers. This is the verse of the Quran that says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And when my servants ask you concerning me, then surely I am very near. I answer the prayer of the supplicants when he calls on me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. So they should answer my call. They should believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. This is what happens when you believe in God, when you call on Him. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that they may walk in the right way. Due to much attention, man could feel deep in his heart the true meaning of the verse that says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Most surely, Allah is affectionate, merciful to the people.
Thank you. Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So we were discussing the concept of closeness in the Holy Quran. We said that sometimes the Almighty Allah makes use of the third person pronoun in referring to himself, and sometimes he selects another approach. He sends the good news to the earth through his messenger. And one can also fill his heart with the generosity of that great generous one. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, in this regard and in this concern, says, "Maktubun fit Torah allati lam tughayyar anna Musa sa'ala rabbah." It is written in that version of Torah which has not been distorted that Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, has asked his God, qala ya rabbi aqaribun minni faunajik am ba'idun faunadik. O God, are you close to me to talk with you, or you are far so that I can call you? And God revealed to him, fa'uha Allahu azza wa jalla ilayhi, ya Musa, ana jalisu man dhakarani. I associate with anybody who calls on me. This is exactly what the great Prophet sallallahu in Sha'baniya sermon says. Warfa'u ilayhi aydiyakum bid-du'a fi awqati salawatikum. During your prayers, raise your hands to engage in supplication, because the prayer time is the best time. Fa'innaha afdalu sa'at. يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهَا بِالرَّحْمَةِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. In that time, Almighty Allah will look at His servants with the look of rahmah, with the look of mercy. يُجِيبُهُمْ إِذَا نَاجُوهُ وَيُلَبِّيهِمْ إِذَا نَادَوْهُ. He will call him with a vocative sign. Sometimes this sign is explicitly mentioned and sometimes it is deleted. But when he comes closer to Allah, he will use the vocative sign less and will resort to whisper. Ya Rabbi. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.